Your station. So earlier on the week I caught up with Steve Overland. He's from FM Official and they are gracing Chester with the presence and playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court this coming Thursday the 11th of January. Hiya Steve, great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much Bruce, pleasure to be here.
So firstly, massive respect from me for your longevity in the industry. I read this, in the summer of 1984, singer Steve Overland and his brother guitarist Chris, both formerly of Wildlife, teamed up with drummer Pete Jupp and bassist Merv Goldsworthy to form FM and joined by keyboard talents of Digital.
Yeah.
By December that year, you'd secured a recording contract, which is absolutely amazing. Respect from me for that. Tell us a bit about your history and how it all emerged in the first place.
Oh, blimey, we've been around for a long time. I'd known the boys. We'll get straight to FM. We basically formed the band to do a very quick demo. We were all playing with other people. I was a session singer, so we all had careers anyway, Ruth.
Yeah.
So we basically said, look, let's get together. We had four songs. We demoed the songs, and funnily enough, Meat Loaf's management got hold of this demo.
That's amazing.
We got offered a support slot in like arenas in Europe with Meat Loaf on the Bad Attitude tour.
Was that your first tour as well?
A demo, basically. You know,
your first ever tour was with Meat Loaf.
Yeah, oh, that was the first tour we ever did.
That's amazing.
So the first gig we ever did was in a sports halla in Germany.
Oh, wow.
In front of 9,000 people.
Oh, my goodness.
So, it was pretty brilliant. So that's how we started. And obviously, if you get a tour like that and you're an unsigned band, CBS Records, Epic, or CBS came sniffing around. And it's a long, long story, so I won't ramble on. So we signed a deal with Epic. We were with them for, God blimey, five albums when we were doing really well back in the 80s. And we kind of grew to a level where we did the Slippery When Wet tour with Bon Jovi, we did Tina Turner Private Dancer tour, we were the eternal support band on every big tour going out.
I've got the list here and I'm just like, even just looking at it, it's like, wow, I mean, it's an incredible CV for you guys, put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, we did, you know, we got to a level where we headlined the Hammersmith Apollo and all the Apollos around the UK, and, you know, we did Wembley and stuff like that with Quo and things. We did some massive shows, and we still do. You know, we're lucky enough to still be around doing it.
Amazing. How many years has it been now?
Oh, well, it's the 40th anniversary.
Oh, my goodness. Happy anniversary.
This year, you know.
Amazing.
So, we got a lot planned for this year. We're going to South America in March.
Uh-huh, cool.
Doing Brazil and Argentina and Mexico. And then it's a massive UK tour. And then back to Europe, because it's really weird, we sort of went for years without realising that we'd had top 20 albums in Spain.
Really?
Like that.
You didn't realise? That's great.
No, we didn't realise. CBS kept that to themselves. So we went out there about 7-8 years ago and found out that we'd sold out all these sort of 1,000 capacity venues in Spain.
Oh my goodness.
And we didn't really know why. And then then somebody said, well, you've had three top 20 albums in Spain. And we're like, have we? I'll check my next PR.
Best surprise ever.
And the same thing happened in Portugal. So now we just spend every year, which is fantastic. Haven't been doing it for so long, just touring around Europe, Britain, and wherever we could go. We played in the States times, and
amazing.
It's great. It's a great life.
That you're literally living the dream, aren't you?
it's a bit tiring when you get a bit older, but it's good fun.
So you've told us about your albums. Where can people find them online if people want to download them?
The site FM Official.
Yes.
All of the links to all of the social media stuff should come up on that, that site.
Amazing.
And there'll be numerous videos of us when we were about 20. Videos down the years. All the information you need, all the touring information and everything.
Is on there, great. And is this your first time to Alexander's Live?
It is, yeah. This is something that me and the guitar player on FM do. We go out and do these kind of audience with things where the fans can come. It's just a smaller venue. They sit and we do as much talking as we do playing.
Oh yeah, I love that. You know? The stories as well behind the songs and all
everything,
that kind of stuff. Yeah, the banter.
Yeah.
Camaraderie. Yeah.
That's it.
Well, Chester definitely welcomes you. What date are you coming again? Let me just double check. In fact, I haven't got the date. I haven't been given the date this time.
Let me have a look. You know, let's get
the... Let's get the date in. I know.
Let's just have a look. The date is... The 11th.
Well, Chester definitely welcomes you on the 11th. It's been absolutely lovely talking to you, Steve. Onwards and upwards for you guys. Long may you continue. Enjoy Alexander's Live and all the very best for 2024. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, and the same to you and all your listeners. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you. What a superstar. That was Steve Overland there from FM Official, who are gracing Chester with the presents this Thursday, playing down Alexander's Live. Here's a little teaser for you. It's Story of My Life from the album Rockville. This track is also performed live at the end of FM shows as an encore in a stripped back piano vocal version and is a real crowd favourite. Enjoy. It's a good one.
Yeah, I say life's a game, it's a mystery. Can't see where each road leads. It's a lottery. And the clock keeps ticking. Watch my life just slipping past. Where's the man that I used to be? I only have myself to blame. It's time for change. Always on the run. Always seem to get along.
I absolutely loved that. That was FM Official with Story of My Life from their album Rockville. If you want to hear more from them and see them in the flesh, make sure you book your tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 11th of January, by heading over to Alexander's Live.